Conan, what is best in life?
To crush your enemies, see them driven before you, and to hear the lamentation of the women.
That is good. That is good.
What is going on here? Bam here. This episode we talk about LVO, our LVO experience. Scott as a player, myself as a judge. Real quick shout out to Reese, Kicker, Salts John, Adam, all the guys from Frontline Gaming Crew for inviting me out to judge again. It was a great time. I look forward to it next year. And Scott talks about it from the player side. We talk about some of the locals we knew, some of the guys from the Midwest region out there playing. And Dan goes over his perspective watching the streams, which is, of course, salty as you would expect, but enjoyable and intelligent input, so it's worth a listen. I will hush real quick. If you're looking at some used 40K models or are looking to get some cheap pre-orders, I do discounts on my store's website, wizardsict.com. Wizardsict.com. If you do a pre-order, use the code PREORDER in all caps and get 15% off your pre-orders. Saves quite a bit. Most other stores don't offer that kind of a discount, especially the branded ones. Also, get on Etsy and check out Snarky Sayings. Snarky Sayings offers a lot of 40K gear, game aids, objective markers, custom stuff, dice trays. You name it for your faction, he probably has it in either a sticker, a koozie, a dice bag, etc., etc., etc. Also some terrain. I have a lot of the terrain that Snarky Sayings builds. I use it myself. I like it a lot. It's a great high-quality MDF terrain. So hit up Snarky Sayings. Look for them on Facebook. Look for them on Etsy. And now that I've got all the bill paying out of the way, here goes episode 262. I really hope you guys enjoy it. Flying Monkeys Wargaming Podcast. Before gaming was easy, it'd be your mom. Fresh off of LVO, there hanging out with my boy Scott Sasser. What's up, Scotty?
What's going, guys? How's it going tonight?
And on the couch, watching from home, was Dan. Why doesn't everything cost 50 cents? Salmons. What's up, Dan?
Hell yeah! Not much.
I back that statement, dude.
Yeah, I'm gonna just try for that nickname was suggested for Dan, so I'm gonna try for a new nickname for Dan every episode. So, so what's happening, guys? How you guys doing?
Good,
man. Dan's, just back to work.
Scott's back to work. Dan's trying not to murder children. So,
yeah,
I'm trying not to murder nerds at the game store. So. Yeah, it's been a week, man. It's been a week. So LVO was a blast. I guess if we want to kind of talk about real quick, we can talk about our personal experiences at LVO. And I just I got to judge for another year, and I really at first I didn't know what I'd think. Last year I was unsure if I'd want to come back and do it again. I thought maybe play-in's where it's at for me, but dude, honestly, odds are I'm probably not gonna be the dude that wins it all. Just getting to chill and hang out with my homies and judge the games takes a lot of stress off of me, and then this year my wife went, so like to have my wife be able to hang out with all my homies, and I really really just had a good time. So I just there's a lot of guys from Missouri, a lot of guys there, a few guys from local from where I'm at. Yeah. Some of the Kansas City people, it was just, there's not a lot, enough people there. It almost felt like some elements of being at a home GT, because there was enough people to clown with and joke with.
Right.
And some of the familiar faces that we see, like Walt and Eddie, wandering around. It was a dope time. So I appreciate Salty John and, Reese and Kicker letting me be back on the team this year. And there was a couple games. I made a joke. I got asked to run the clock for a game, and I felt like the toaster on Rick and Morty, where he's like, what is my purpose? Basically run the clock. And I was like, oh, so.
But there was good, man.
Good games of 40K play. Saw some stuff I liked. Saw some stuff I didn't like. And yet again, someone from Spain acted like an ass. And it was just, I saw another grown man cry over 40K, and I was like, okay. Oh, dude, yeah, grown man tears. And I was like, you only got yourself to blame. But so I guess we can get into it. But dude, round six, man, there was a contentious table, and just kind of hanging out watching it. And dude, like, it was really cordial. You know, like, it reminded me of the scene. It's funny because, like, I watched the game for like an hour because a couple players had come up and complained about a player, and I'm not gonna name him, but a couple players had complained about him, and I'd watched him in a couple games and heard some heated stuff, and I thought, well, I'll hang out here and watch the game because it was pretty high. It was top tables, and they were both undefeated, and so I stood there and watched, and like the game was for the most part cordial. And I thought, well, cool, man. I'm going to stand up and turn around and check the game on stream and go over here and look at this table. And, like, no sooner did I fucking turn around than I heard, like, behind me, like, like, it reminded me of the scene on Tommy Boy where, like, Chris Farley has the car on fire and David Spade's, you know, trying to explain what happened. And it was like, I turned my back and that game blew the fuck up. And I think basically what happened was one player realized he was losing the game. So he started grasping for, like, the, I don't remember you doing that, or I don't remember you saying that, or you didn't roll that, you rolled this. And when a dude, I lost all respect for him because he lied to me. Basically, he told me one thing, and 30 seconds later, he got so excited in the story, he told me another thing. And so it was like, cool, here's your yellow card, man. You know, just, but he lost and didn't make the shadow round, so it didn't get to be an issue. It was, you know, other than that, it was low drama on my end. You know, I don't know if other judges had a different experience, but
from the sidelines, it seems like there was a lot of people who don't know how to do basic math and count up their points.
Yes, so,
bro, I was
like, and I'll say it was well, sure, we'll talk about more, but it was honestly kind of shady and pathetic that these top players don't know how to fucking add up their points correctly. So.
Well, I was not privy to that, so I'll let you give your side of that here in a bit. But I had one funny story. So that same game that I was sitting there watching, this dude comes up to me and he goes, "Can beam weapons target characters?" And I go, "What's your book say?" And he goes, "Well, I don't have my book. My opponent has his book." And I said, "Did you ask your opponent?" And he's like, "Well, no, because he has the book." And I'm like, "Okay, well, what table are you on?" And he was like 400 something. And I'm like, "Bro, you're on table 6, or you're on round 6, table 400 something, coming over here at table 1 asking a judge a question, like, you know, really?" And he's like, "Well, what's that supposed to mean?" And I'm like, "Never mind, man. Let's go get your book." And I get over there and I walk up and I ask his opponent, I said, "Could beam weapons target characters?" And he goes, "No, it says right here in the book you can't." I'm like, "Cool. Do you need anything else from me, man?" And he just looked at me and he was like, "No." And I'm like, "Okay." So I walked all the way back there. And I was like, "That dildo, man." So, what does your book say? And like, the terrain questions. Like, most of the judging questions were terrain. Yeah. And the first thing you'd say is like, "What does your player packet say?" And like, I had one time that someone argued with me that something wasn't in the player packet. That I knew right where it was to show them where it was in the player packet. And believe it or not, I got some fucking lookout cert questions. And I was like, "How are we 3 years into this goddamn edition? You motherfuckers still can't figure out fucking lookout, sir." So it was, I don't know. It wasn't, you know, and some of the other calls were actually, there were some actual good questions about, like, you know, sequences of strats, sequences of interactions that were kind of hanky or weird. So there were some legit questions, but there was also a lot of like silliness out of tryhards. And it's like, "Bro, you're 3-2. Just calm your tits and go find right. some whiskey and play some 40K. And
right.
But it was, overall, you know, I don't know, it was a cool event. And I didn't get to see whatever, I guess, Dan saw, but it was, and I also wasn't in the shadow round, and I also wasn't in championship matches because I was at the airport. So I did hang around those top tables round 5, round 6, because that was where I was posted at.
Yeah,
those guys seemed to all have pretty decent games, other than that one game that I watched where the table caught fire the second I turned my back. But so what was that? I guess I'm gonna let Scott do his, and then I'll have you say what you can say, Dan. So
yeah, so LVO was fun for me. It was my first time going. It's expensive as fuck, which was shocking, you know, like the casinos are their own little oasis, right? And they kind of want to keep you there, spending money there. So, Jeff, we finally rented the car on like Saturday, and we were able to use it for a couple of days to make things like get a little bit of booze and stuff like that. But overall, I had a great experience. It was really fun. It was better than I thought it was going to be. But again, I did spend way too much money, which was a deterrent for me potentially going next year. But as far as the overall experience, I thought it's a very fun event to go to. And it is, did you get lucky for six rounds, in my opinion. Okay. At least until you make it to the shadow round, for sure. So, because I got pretty lucky over the course of my games, went 5-1. Pretty proud of that, but it was overall very fun.
Yeah, good. Dude, you were always, every time I saw you, man, you were fucking smiling. So it is.
Yeah, dude. I was just laughing, having a good time.
Yeah, so it seemed like Ryan was too, for the most part. Like, I caught a couple of smoke breaks with Ryan out there at lunch, and he seemed to be digging the weekend. And,
yeah, well, those fuckers got pretty lucky at the casino, so they should be fucking ear to ear smiles, man. But yeah, I was pretty proud of all my Missouri guys. We went 5-1. Jeff unfortunately brought a subpar list and went 1-1. It was like, I'm fucking done. I'm not going to play anymore.
Yeah. But Jeff seemed to be having a good time though.
Dude, you got to sleep in. You know, you know, no worries. So
got to see Teets. Teets was doing good. Or not doing good, but Teets was having a good time. So
he was having a rough weekend for sure.
He was. I like old Teets, man. I love that dude. Yeah, that was good, man. Everybody from the Midwest I've seen out there seemed to represent themselves well. We had a couple locals from Wichita, a guy named Aaron and a kid named Isaac.
Isaac out there. He went 3-3.
Yeah. Every time I saw Isaac, you know, he was all smiles, having fun. And, it was a good time. I like seeing people have fun. And that seemed to be like most of the locals I knew from Kansas and Missouri that I saw out there. Everybody seemed to be having fun for the most part. I didn't see anybody wearing the face or moping around, you know. So,
no, yeah.
That's good. And, dude, I didn't realize you went 5-1, man. That's dope.
Yeah, it was fun. Got 69th, baby.
Yeah. We get inside of every grown man's a 12-year-old boy waiting for a 69 to
that's right, baby.
Pop up. So
I'd rather have first or 69th, so I got one of the places I wanted to be.
Yeah. So I bounced out on Sunday and went to the airport and wound up in airport hell. So boarded a plane three times and, you know, everything else. So I guess you guys got to watch the finals and nobody was allowed to watch the shadow round. So what was your hot takes?
So I watched, I was really rooting for Morsoli to go the distance. His games were pretty fun and just watching him play was pretty enjoyable. So when he played Sean, round seven, I kind of took close attention to that one. And, you know, Morsoli made some really good judgment calls about playing the game and put himself into a position to win. But I think the clock eventually got to their game, which I only think they finished four rounds.
There was some amount of bullshit on there from watching the stream. And I'd have to go back and like repay attention to like really remember all of it, because there was a lot of random bullshit I feel like that was talked about or seen. But like something about Naden played it, like there was some kind of clock issue where basically Naden played his turn five, but Soli didn't really get to play his turn five. They just kind of talked it out.
So yeah, so no, I was there, and so more Soli, Naden takes his turn, and he was like basically like you don't have a chance to win. I'm up by 14. And Morsoli had like 5 minutes left on his clock. He thinks for about 2 to 3 minutes, and then he figures it out. And he goes, if I move this guy here, and basically lays out this fucking beautiful plan that scores him a tie. It ties the game, right? And so he explains it. The judge is there. They look at each other, and he goes, can I get this done? The judge says, yeah, get it done. And so he goes in his turn, starts moving his shit. And as he's going to roll the actions and the powers and the attacks and things like that, time is called. They say hard dice down. And he goes, well, I thought you said I could do it. He goes, I said to get it done. But no, you don't have the time. Hard dice down.
Well, and that's where, and that was, you know, I have to, just like Naden's attitude in that game on stream, a lot of people were pissed off about it. Yeah. Because like Naden's comments there were essentially wasting his time, you know,
yes,
when he was making that kind of comments. And then the other thing too, and I didn't go back and watch this, but stream chat was like screaming about it, that they misscored solely down 4 points.
Correct. So, yep. So and that's why they diced off for at the end, is because Sean realized that if he would have been able to get all that stuff done, he'd have won, not tied. And I think that's why they went to go ahead and dice it off, which even that feels bad.
Yeah.
You could tell, you could tell it hit more solid pretty hard that happened. So,
yeah, I mean, that was like the thing that I took away from it is, I don't know, in my worldview, Naden's kind of like, you know, he's a well-known player, he's very popular, but he kind of has a little bit of a shady table manner, I guess you'd call it. And that, like, came through a lot on the stream games, I felt. Like, the pieces and stuff that I saw was like, god damn, like, if you don't know your shit and don't give a fuck who he is, he's going to try to bully you. That's what it felt like to me.
Well, he bullies you in the friendly manner, right? Like he bullies the clock, in my opinion, to an extreme that is a bit much. You know, it's like, you know, switching it over to you and then asking you a bunch of questions and stuff like that. And I saw that.
Group,
yeah, I mean, you pointed it out, and I was like, that can't be that bad. And then I watched two games of it in a row, and I was like, fuck, what the fuck.
Yeah, yeah, I had to run the clock on a game, and watched. That happened a lot. You know, it'd be like, I'm gonna do my actions, I'm gonna do my things where I have to do dice, I'm gonna switch the time to you, and then when it goes to your time, and you set out to do something, I'm gonna ask you a question off beat, and it takes away from that. You know, and it's,
yep,
and really the time should just get swapped back over if you're still gonna take the time to get stuff answered and get stuff.
And that's exactly right. If you get asked a rules question, the first thing you need to do, swap it back over to them. Answer their question, and then swap it back to yourself. And every time they keep trying to do that, you just keep swapping it back to them, and they'll eventually stop doing it, or you'll learn to answer it on the fly, you know?
Yeah. So, I mean, that was some shady shit that game. You know, from somebody watching from home, the whole Harpster or whatever, round five or whatever that was, like
put in Corey?
Put in your score as a draw, and then 20 minutes later, it come back and you change it to a 1-point win. Now go suck a dick. Like, if you can't do the math, then no. Like, from a sideline perspective, that looked shady as fuck.
See, you know? I watched the end of that game as well, and it was like, I came over to Corey and he was like, yeah, you can't, don't talk to me right now, but don't. And so, you know, they were going back and forth. And I think the unfortunate part is they went back to what woulda, coulda, shoulda stuff, and then, you know,
it doesn't matter.
But then Corey realizes, he's like, well, then I could have done this.
Yeah,
you know, and it just gets back and forth, and
that's where, like, that's what is annoying to me is, like, I mean, no offense to Art of War guys, they're good guys, but like, they really, really, really want to win, and we've seen it in past years, and it's led to some shady shit. I'm not saying that happened this time, but from a bystander's perspective, that looks shady as hell in order to keep Harpster in the running, you know? So
what really fucked Corey was he had a bunch of time left on his clock in his round five. He should have just taken more time. You know, he had like 30 minutes left on his clock at round five, and he should have just taken his time. His army naturally plays very fast anyways. Oh, yeah. I mean, you know, the type of army it is, and it, you know, he even, you know, I told him at the end of the game, like, he even recognized, like, I've got enough time to think about my round five. I can score a lot of points or prevent a lot of points potentially in the future. So, you know.
Yeah. So it was just, there was stuff like that. I don't know. I think there was another game, I can't remember off the top of my head, where there was like another game that had some kind of scoring issues, I thought, like a top player game. But yeah, I don't know. It just, from that kind of stuff, just, I don't know, it shouldn't be happening for people, you know, that are in the top 10 of the ITC, you know, who traveled all these tournaments, who know the game and know how it's supposed to, you know how it just shouldn't. It's kind of inexcusable. So
I hardly ever have scoring issues, and I go to no more than 5 majors a year.
Oh yeah, we talked about in the chat. I think the last time I had a scoring issue was like 3 or 4 years ago, where the guy got butt hurt because he lost by a point. You know, and anyone can go. I don't know what stream it was. Maybe it was War Games Live, or maybe it was Lord Marshall. You can go back and look at the game that I played at the finals of Unki against Root, and I lost by a point. And the last thing, I didn't sit there for fucking 10 minutes trying to figure out where I missed a point.
Game's like, over.
Yeah, the game's over.
You've already mutually agreed with Root that the shit's over.
I know how to do math. I know how to keep score. So when the score comes up and I'm a point shy, that means I lost. Like,
well, and that's a big part of the problem is one, you get bullied into something sometimes, I think, and you should be discussing turn by turn what the score is. Like, if I were playing Scott, you and I played dozens of times in tournaments, and every turn, what do? We stop and go, I got 4 for this. I have you at 5, 6, whatever. And then, like, we make sure our score is matching at the end of that turn. And if our score is matching and we go to the next turn, guess what? Like, that turn was done, you know? And all these motherfuckers will, like, get to turn 5 and try to, like, CSI Miami turn 1. You know, like, there's no way you could really rewind the game state and get back to where that was perfectly, or, you know, this unit could have done that and this unit could have done that. And it's like the whole, you know, you pull a little piece out of a timeline, the whole timeline falls apart. And it's just, there's too much of the, like, the forensic score counting going on when guys want to win games. You know, it was, I saw Corey did it. Speaking of Missouri guys, you know, I saw Corey went from a tie to a loss because he tried to pull some, you know, oh, I could have done this, could have done this. And then they got back and forth. And then next thing you know, his opponent won. And I'm just like, you should just probably left it where it was at. Went about your day. But
yeah, that's the other thing, too, is like a lot of people, like we were saying earlier, is like the finals are kind of a joke. You know, somebody quitting on turn 2.
Yeah.
And the thing that reminds me of, like, what was Brandon Grant and
Alex Harrison.
Like, everyone thought that game was over. You know, everyone literally, the commentators and everybody literally was like, oh, Brandon's going to lose. And then all of a sudden he plays the whole game and comes back and wins it. It's probably one of the better LVO finals that there's ever been.
Of all time. Of all time.
I can't think of a better, like, streamed LVO final than that one. Like, it was extremely satisfying to watch for everybody. It was a really good game, and, you know, showed why you play it out. You know, like, shit, dice happen or weird shit happens in this game sometimes, or in that case, he just had a big brain plan that nobody else was paying attention to except for him. You know, correct. So but you just the whole quitting on turn 2. I don't know.
I don't know if there should be an obligation for FLG staff to be like, you guys need to play out the entire game, because obviously
you can't make anybody play out the entire game. But, like, when you're up there representing Team USA, you know, I'm going to say, like, you're representing Team USA, and, like, the whole big thing about that shit is that you play your game out, you know, you scrap for every point, you know, and all this shit. But nah, I was going to call it. I lost. I fucked up.
I mean, and there is something to say that you've played enough games, you know the game well enough. He could look in that and he's like, yeah, so the max I can get if everything goes my way is an 86, and this guy's going to score a 95 without trying. You can see that, and you can understand that and know that that may be what's happening. But, like,
most people, you don't know that on turn 2.
I agree, no, but most people at home want to get into the mind of a top player or watch them play. And I think that's one of the cool things about this game is you can watch people hear their thoughts on WarGames Live, being like, I'm going to do this. And it's nice to hear. But when you rob people of that on a big stream, I mean, it's not like the other events that in the hall were done. You know, they still had to wait on all the other events to finish up before to finish scoring, before to do awards. So it's not like they're getting ahead of anything or missing flights or anything.
Yeah.
So you think when you play at that level and you're on that stage, then you kind of owe the audience a performance. Is that what you're saying? Or
you're absolutely not absolutely.
You do, but you know, that's where, you know, I'll use myself as an example. When I was playing Mania at KC, I didn't finish the whole game, but the game state was a lot further along than that one was.
But and you weren't in the finals.
And I wasn't in the finals exactly. So it's a little bit different, but that's where it's like, if you're in the finals, I don't know. I think you got to give it out, but like turn two is pretty damn early in the game to call it. Like, I don't know.
Plus, with these household names, you don't necessarily owe it to anybody. You know, no one's going to force you to play this game, but because unless you want to play it. But there are people that idolize you as far as being a player. I mean, you know, like you hear Naden is a household name, Harpster is a household name at this point, and the people want to see that shit. You know, like it's like you're watching the guy that you rooted for as soon as you, because you're at home watching the streams. He's the guy you rooted for 8 fucking rounds, and then he cops out round 8, and you're like, well, come on.
Yep.
You got a bunch of people at home thinking like I wouldn't do that at that level. You know, if I was that good, just to give it to, you know, I don't know.
Yeah. I was going to say the other thing, just random thought I had was the stream. There was a pretty glaring difference in stream quality, I guess you'd call it. So
I wish you could put the announcers from the FLG on to War Games Live.
Well, even that, I'd be honest, I watched mostly War Games Live, and I was just checking now. War Games Live, just on the final game, War Games Live has like 7,000 or 8,000 more views on their YouTube video than FLG has on theirs. So, yeah. But people, I guess, I don't know. There's a lot of, I think I sounded like, based on Reddit, some of the people talking, that the FLG stream chat or the stream was not, well, it was not well produced, but then the commentary was kind of stale. So.
Yeah, I mean it can be, right?
Yeah, but
although there was one game that I felt bad for somebody was watching round, was it 7 with Chester on the FLG stream? He did not look like he was having fun versus those Harlequins. Oh man, that was a rough game for him, dude.
Yeah, was Sunday pretty cleared out again?
As far as attendance, like people, I mean, there was still a lot of people.
Yeah, there's people playing RGT. There's people hanging out, just watching.
I mean, there was probably 10 rows of RGT stuff, of pods of 8. So there's probably like 80 people there. There was the whole Long War doubles, which was pretty popular. I mean, it was still.
Was that in the same hall?
Yeah.
Yeah.
There was probably 300 to 400 people still, you know, in the main 40K hall.
Yeah, I guess I didn't watch it till the end of the day. But yeah, I remember just, you could see the like, you did the little
backdrop. Yeah.
Yeah. And there was like, it looked fucking empty.
So. Yeah. I mean, towards that time, it started getting empty. But like, up until about 6 p.m., it was kind of fruitful.
Yeah.
But I mean, like, the Kansas City game was going on too at the same time. So a lot of people were at the fucking sports betting and at the bar.
Oh, yeah. Yeah,
so I mean that's where like half our was, you know. So
cool. Yeah, I don't know. I enjoyed it. I am kind of glad I missed out on any shenanigans, I guess. But
I might go next year, but like I'm just not a big fan of the format. Like I don't know. I like 3 days of gaming if you're gonna go that far, but.
But then you can always do the Sunday RTT if you know.
The Sunday RTT can suck my fucking dick. That is that is the dumbest shit.
It's fine. It's fine. It's dude, fine.
No one wants to play in those RTTs.
Let me just say
there was a lot of
ton of people that wanted to play in those RTTs.
Yeah, last year they were pretty sparse and people were just like.
I'll bet you a third of the hall was the RGT this year.
Yeah. No, literally, one half. I thought it was half of the hall. There was just this huge section.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm just not a fan of that format of the whole Sunday being kind of a a weird day. So
make it to fucking the Shadow Realm, bitch.
You gotta be smoking some dope to, you know, I ain't gonna pull a Ben, you know, and go to LVO expecting to make Shadow Round. Gotta give him shit, you know.
I expected to have a good time, so I was happy with what I did. Me and all my homies went 5-1, so
nice.
Raised that team score. Hopefully, we're better than the Outlanders. Ooh, sorry.
So very respectable.
I never even looked at our ITC score. So,
but. Well, yeah, I don't think it's been updated. People were asking about it.
Yeah.
Not yet.
You guys play the Arcs of Omen?
I have been. I got some practice games in actually before LVO. So.
Yeah, I got in two different games in. Oh, wow. Yeah, two games in so far.
What have you been playing?
Did you go first in both of them?
I played Iron Hands and won.
He doesn't want to answer that because he did.
No, yeah. I know I went second in the last game I played, but I'm trying to remember the Iron Hands game if I went first or second. And I do not remember. But I tried Iron Hands. We're doing a league right now, and I was playing against kind of not a super toned orc list, so I toned the Iron Hands list down, but it was still pretty fucking strong. So
yeah, what was the basic concept?
Triple devastators, only two gladiators. I dropped a gladiator, some infiltrators, some suppressors, a lance speeder, the Iron Hands dreadnought. Bullshit. Yeah. So, but
he double had Volkite with missiles.
Yeah. He had Gaz like making 12 and like basically 10 inch charges every fucking turn, which is
like, yeah.
Turn one, Gaz charged like a 10 inch charge.
No called the WOG, way, dude.
Called the WOG, got a decent advance and like charged the corner of the board. And then I was like, all right, I was running a big block of Terminators too. And so I was like, I'm going to send my Terminators kind of the other side of the board. And Gaz is like, I'm just going to move and just roll like an 11-inch charge and make it in there. Like, God damn it. So Gaz was – well, and I tried the Terminators because they're like, you know, stacking the armor save spell on them and stuff. But, man, you can put the defenses on them, and they're kind of annoying to kill. He still killed them in a turn. It took most of his army and Gaz. But like, they just didn't do anything. Like, I interrupted, and with no buffs, like no offensive buffs on them. I swear to God, I think I killed like two or three commandos, and I was like,
you just go centurions instead of terminators, assault centurions.
I don't know. I don't like the terminators with Iron Hands just because it's 300 points, 340 points, but they're just no offense out of them. It's just trying to. They just don't do anything. Like, they don't die very easy, but they don't kill very much. So.
Correct.
So I tried that, and then I played against my second league game, because we're allowed to switch armies if we stay the same faction. So that's why I picked Space Marines to try them out. So I did Salamanders.
Hell yeah.
30 aggressors, or no, 12, 18 aggressors, and then 12 eradicators. And then I took the, like, a
you
banner.
You 30 Stern Guard, dude, is what you need.
No, I didn't have Stern Guard. I have all that shit, and then I had some Devastators and some character support and some melt the bikes and infiltrators and shit. But the banner that I took has got, it's the upgrade. So it gives out plus one to hit melee. And then it, gives out, it's got a nine. I give it the Vox of Spiritum. So it's 9-inch auras. And then it's got OBSEC aura.
Yeah.
And it's got the reroll flamer shot aura. I did the math, and I actually did the math. So, and it's kind of weird. So specifically thinking about guard players, you'd think, well, the assault meltas on eradicators is actually better in salamanders, does more damage on average than the heavy melta rifle.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
If it's yes, basically because you get the AP5,
correct,
which is huge. And then, and then you hit on threes. So like three eradicators came in from reserve and just dead Lehman Russ.
You're taking Vulcan too, right? Though.
Yeah, I took Vulcan too.
Yeah,
but I never seen that was the fastest I ever seen Lehman Russes die. I didn't know Lehman Russes could die that fast.
Dude, plus one to wound is fucking insane, bro.
Yeah, yeah. Hey, well, just the math, like three eradicators coming in, like the math literally says it's probably more often than not it's a dead Lehman Russ just from three eradicators shooting the normal assault one. So, So yeah, I actually like that Salamander list. So I might. It's probably a little too reliant on like player placed terrain, so you can actually have somewhere to position out of.
Yeah, but that's the lucky thing about it is you know what you're going to play before a tournament. So
exactly. So it was a fun list though. Like the banner, like I think because getting the free reroll the number of shots. So I was like, I think I shot something and rolled like a 3 and a 1, and I was like, fuck it, reroll, and it was like 10. I was like, hell yeah. I was like, die shit. So I don't. We got next game in like for that in 2 weeks. So I'm gonna try. I'm just like working my way through different Space Marine factions, so I might try out Space Wolves or Black Templars or something on the next one.
Try Templars. That's what it's going to be.
It's not Templars. No, it's not.
No. Or Raven Guard, baby.
No.
If you stumble across some cool tech, let me know.
Raven Guard, baby.
I got some cool tech, but it's of the green kind.
What kind of Raven Guard are you seeing, Scott?
It's all about them 30 Black Knights, baby.
That's Raven Wing.
Oh, sorry, Raven Wing. Raven Guard. Okay. Raven Wing. My bad.
Yeah. Never mind. I lost all respect again.
So. Well, you know, fuck it.
Dark Angels. We have respect. We have a lot of Dark Angels players in this league. Like 4 of them, I think. But Dark Angels. Whenever I build a list for them, I'm like, I'm not getting everything I want.
Yeah.
Whereas like Salamanders, like I could basically get everything. Like I get the core of it and get a, you know, seasoned taste. When I'm doing the Dark Angel list, it's like it feels like the core, like I'm missing stuff and I'm out of points. So, but
true that.
Yeah. But dude, Salamanders, their secondary makes Oath of Moment look like garbage.
And they made Oath of Moment good again.
They made it better. They made it normal, but like it still sucks. Like I think, oh, I did go first in the Iron Hands game because I really wasn't thinking about it. I was like, I'm just gonna take all the Space Marine secondaries, and Oath of Moment going first still sucks ass. I forgot about that.
Yeah, yeah.
I literally forgot, and like I went to like turn one. I was like, oh fuck. I was like, I forgot the scores at the end of the battle round. I was like, this is no good. So, but the Salamander one is. So
me,
good.
Yeah, I know. I mean, I know. I've used it a bunch. And I know.
So good. Especially like when we got the banner. Like I think I was like scoring points on his turn by killing stuff on the objective because he killed a dude and then it shot on death and killed a unit. I was like, free point. So yeah. But no, I got some green skin tech I want to try out.
Oh.
Yeah.
Orcs look good. Their secondaries are great. I mean, there's no fucking issues with them. Really.
Yeah, I got. I'm gonna play against Cookie this weekend, with his Khorne demons before he gets World Eaters shoved up my ass.
Ooh, yeah, deep, some of them. So that World Eater stuff coming in hot, man. Looks
yeah, they're fucking good. Like, yeah, that's a little what do you call it? The whatever that army renown looks pretty spicy.
Yeah,
yeah.
Get you some OPSEC fucking.
Well, they got that stupid strat where if you fall back from them, they can just pile in 6 inches. They're Harlequins.
That's annoying.
So. Oh. Did Bam crash?
No, he's probably still here, but his camera all fucked out.
Oh. What are you even testing? Anything?
Just a little bit of Death Guard, you know, Demon Engine spam, just kind of stuff that I can play drunk.
Yeah,
you know, typically, I don't know. Like, I mean, Marines seem like they're going to be very good. Guards seem like they're going to be very good, but they just don't interest me right now. You know, because like, I mean, everyone's going to be playing fucking Marines.
Yeah,
every some like fucking flavor, or everyone's going to play something to kill fucking Marines, and it's going to be very unenjoyable to play Marines. So.
Yeah, everyone should be building to kill Marines and leaving Russes.
Yeah, and they're going to be fucking even easier to kill now, too. So it's like, why invest so much time into maybe learning it when I just need to learn a counter to something? You know, so.
Yeah. I got an orc idea that is going to require me to not buy very much stuff. So I've got almost a whole list.
You going golf? You going snake bites?
Keep going.
Going Evil Sons?
I'll keep going.
You have blood axes?
No. God damn.
Have free Buddhas?
No.
What's the last one?
Death Skulls.
I said, what else is there?
Oh, yeah, for sure. Death Skulls are good.
Yeah.
Deskals are real good.
But do you want to know why? Because it doesn't, because my clan doesn't really matter. Do you want to know why the clan doesn't really matter?
Why?
Because there's a lot of Grots in it. A lot of Gretchen. Walking around in armored boxes. So, 18 killer cans, baby.
Yeah, dude.
18 killer cans for 675 points. So
what? It's a bit to chew through.
For real?
Yeah, that's with three scorches and three rockets on them. On each unit.
That's actually kind of cool.
But with free strategic reserves. And
you have 18 killer cans?
I used to have 18, but I'm down to 6, but I got 12 more coming.
<I'll say. laughs> If not, 3D printer go burnt.
So. Yeah, that's a lot of 3D printing work, and I just said fuck that and just bought them. So
yeah.
But I start with 2 CP in this list idea, and so you can put 2 of the units into strategic reserve and put one unit into the teleporter. So
get that 3D6, baby.
You ain't hiding from those cans, and you're not gonna, because of that, you're not gonna pick them off and make a film route check.
That's only 650 points.
675.
Oh my god.
The list has 240 wounds in it.
Awesome, dude.
So, I'm not sure how effective it's going to be, but it's going to be fucking hilarious. But then it's Death Skulls. That way you've got the Storm Boys and Commandos or OPSEC and stuff. So.
Yeah.
And I don't, because when you got that much, half of armies and shit that doesn't really get cultures, like being goffs on a couple Storm Boys doesn't really seem worth it.
No.
Yeah.
But I'm really have a better survivability for sure. And yeah. OPSEC guaranteed.
Yeah. And especially because most people's lists are running pretty light. I mean, even a lot of lists I'm running are pretty light on OPSEC. So having a little more in the bank than average is probably a good thing. So I'm excited.
They're 3 damage a piece and they'll be 4 attacks a piece, right?
No, dog. They're, when you have a 6-man unit, they're, so in melee, though, with above 3 dudes, it's 4 attacks each. And then they get the WOG, so there'll be five attacks on strength 9, make 3 damage.
Oof.
But a full squad charging in, you have 3d6 charges from reserve. They don't have Here We Go, so you might have to CP reroll it. But it's, 30 attacks?
Yeah.
So, and then you got the shooting on top of it. And then, if you wait till turn 2 to call a WOG, they're a 5-up invul with Ramshackle.
Do they get the WOG bonus? Because I thought that they're not boys, right?
They don't get the advance in charge, but they get the other shit. They get attacks, the extra attacks, and the invul, but they don't get the advance in charge. So I'm looking forward to trying it because I think it's just gonna be hilarious. It's gonna randomly just gonna lose games because you failed some route checks, but then it's randomly just gonna win because people are not gonna be able to chew through that much Ramshackle. Depending on what's
going. Yeah.
You said 240 wounds?
Mm-hmm.
That's a lot of wounds.
I think the list was something like, at least where I'm starting the testing was a bike boss, a squig boss, 3 units of Gretchen, 2 commandos, a 10-man knob truck boys unit in a truck.
Yeah.
Not mega knobs, just normal knobs.
Yes. Yes.
And then it was 3 solo shock jump dragsters because Death Skulls, they get the rerolls on their guns, pretty good.
Yeah.
And then 2 10-man Storm Boys. And then I'm tweaking the last one, either a 5-man Storm Boys or it's probably going to be a 5-man Storm Boys to start with. And then all the Gretchen and then maybe 2 trucks. So, but yeah, it's around 240 wounds.
That sounds pretty good, dude.
Yeah, it should be, at least at the very minimum, it should be fun to run. So I'm gonna give it a shot and see how it is. But I don't know. My gut says that it's gonna, it probably can do okay against Marines, but I think it's gonna struggle against Guard if you can't get to their tanks and
touch. Are they Gretchen units?
Yeah,
so but they don't count for Gretchen for the good bits, so you can't good bits with them.
I don't know. I don't think so. I don't think you can get bits with them. But there's still 30 Grots and a bunch of infantry to get bits.
Yeah.
But I think the list could do okay in the Marines, just based on some theory hammer. But if a Guard player is able to zone you back enough it's where you can't get enough shit onto the Russes. I think the Russes are just going to rip through that. So Flamers and Heavy Bolters and Plasma is really good at all that shit.
Yeah.
So what are you trying out, Bam?
Fuck if I know, man. I'm so...
Spaceballs!
That's what I've been playing. I still think Thunderwolf Cav are trash.
So here's what you got. Here's what you gotta go. Three Long Fang units, three Cyberwolves, three Skyclaws, Season to Taste.
The Skyclaws look really good. I've been doing lists where it's Melts with Power Fist and Thunderhammer and Skyclaws. It's like 110 points, man. It's fucking cheap.
Yeah, it's cheap. I think you can get one version, you can get four melt guns in there.
Yeah.
Plus melee weapons, yeah.
Is it four? I thought it was three weapons. Three, it's three plus the Sarge.
Plus the other Sarge.
Yeah, correct. Yeah.
Plus the Wolf Guard, yeah. So they seem
so really good. What would you run for the fucking?
Well, speaking of which, let's go over this dude's list.
Oh yeah, we need to do that.
Because it is a wolf's list.
Hang on, I need that question.
What was the question? Damn.
So what did you put on the Long Fangs?
I have basically a list for every Space Marine right now, and that's the extent of my Space Wolf one so far. But part of me, you're gonna have obviously a Thunderhammer Cyclone on the Wolf Guard dude, you know, whatever on the unit leader, and then I think you want las cannons, because you got five heavies, so I think you maybe take at least two las cannons, and then probably two grav, maybe either a third las or a third grav. But then part of me, whether right or not, I'm all about the fucking four up shoot on Death Banner guy. I'm all about the ancients right now. So part of me is you want to have, because if you can get those all those long fangs in that aura, that's potentially some good trading. So
I like the missile launchers back with Armor Contempt gone now. And having seven missile launcher shots, 76 frag shots if you need it.
But the frag comes into play so rare. And
I would fucking strongly disagree.
When you're trying to kill Lehman Russes, you'd rather have a las cannon.
I don't disagree, but the frag came into all the games at LVO this weekend. For my fucking contemptors,
I just think there's gonna be too many Lehman Russes that, you know, be wounding them on threes at AP3 rather than wounding them on fours at only AP2. I want the las.
You're not wrong.
I played actually with the las cannon long fangs in the Terminator with all the shit, and having that Terminator on cover with the storm shield. Mm-hmm. It was pretty solid, the stuff that got shot into them, how well they survived.
Yeah.
They're just, you know, you got to shoot them with at least AP3 or AP4 shit to even really be considered, I think. So,
yeah.
Yeah. And that's where a lot of Space Wolves, I think you take the Long Fangs, you can take a banner and make them do some cool shit. But a lot of armies, Dark Angels, because a lot of the other guns that people are taking are not that long a range. And so they're not when you get shot by a Lehman Russ 30 inches away, you need to have something to shoot back that far. So having some plasma or whatever, you know, that isn't long enough range isn't quite as good, but that's why you want probably three las cannons and two grav on them.
That makes sense. Well, cool. Let's review this list and then GTFO. And I already closed our chat, damn it. God, it's a document. I'm trying to open it, guys. I don't know if you guys got it open or not.
I got it open.
My computer is slow as fuck, so if you don't leave this, Scotty, it'd probably be better.
So he's got the Captain on bike with Chapter Master, Melta, Frost Weapon, Power Sword. I like that guy, but I would make his Power Sword a... Lightning Claw, because you're still getting +1 to strength from the frost weapon, but you also get reroll wounds.
Right, yeah.
So I like the Lightning Claw. Library and Phobos Armors is great. Lieutenant's fine. He's got the Primaris Chaplain. That's the fucking bang chaplain. That's super good. Advanced charge. Potentially 4 damage apiece. 7 attacks exploding.
On the bike?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Really good if you're just going to use it. Got a unit of Blood Claws. Melt a gun. Random dude bros with swords. Chain swords. Wolf Guard unit. Lightning Claw. Lightning Claw. Lightning Claw. Lightning Claw. Wolf Guard unit. Lightning Claw. Kami Meltas, Lightning Claw and Kami Meltas on 4 or 5 of them. Another one of those 5-man unit. Wolfguard Terminators. 7-man units. Kami Meltas, Thunderhammers, and a Cyclone Missile Launcher on one of them. One Squad of Wolf and Skyclaw with 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 Meltas and a Thunderhammer. Or 4 Meltas and a Thunderhammer. 1, 2, 3, yeah. 3 Meltas and a Kami Melta. Yeah, that's three units of Skyclaws. That's great.
110 points each, man.
So that's yeah. Fucking phenomenal. Holy shit.
Yeah.
Holy
I've been putting them in lists I've been building too. So
he's got 3 Skyclaws. What's he got in heavies?
Well, 2 units of Long Fangs, 1 Multi Melta, 1 Last Cannon, and a pod.
Yep, I bet you the multi melter goes in the pod.
Same with the long thing, potentially the last cans as well.
Yeah,
melt a gun on the sergeants.
So where was elites again?
Basically 1 unit of Wolfen standard, Wolf Guard Terminators, Wolf Guard, Wolf Guard, Wolf Guard, Lightning Claw,
Wolf Guard or elites. Oh, this okay.
Yeah.
I'm
not a fan of like Wolf Guard, like Jump Pack Wolf Guard right now, but
yeah.
It's especially with Lightning Claws. Yeah, they can be pillow fisted, just for lack of a better way of putting it.
Well, Assault Doctrine AP3 with no AOC, they're still not that pillow fisted.
Yeah, that's true. Going into it depends on what you throw them into. You just gotta be careful.
So with Oaths of Moment and back in the game, with the free strategic reserves, Space Wolves have access to one of the. I mean, the Cyber Wolf being a 15-point guy to zone out and all this other shit, I feel like that guy is like... that's why I was like, my Space Wolf list starts with 3 of those and 3 Sky Claws, but like...
Yeah. So, I'd find some points to get rid of these Blood Claws and find a unit of Infiltrators.
Yeah.
And so, I guess but I don't want to interrupt Dan, so I actually want Dan to tell me if I'm on the right track here. I'd probably lose a unit of Wolf Guard. Get at least a unit of Infiltrators and then buy me probably have more fast attack slots.
Correct.
Yeah, you need something that because it doesn't have nothing that infiltrates, right?
Yeah, I've been taking 2 units of Infiltrators.
Oh, Librarian and Phobos Armor Infiltrates, that's the only thing he's got.
Yeah, but you're not throwing that guy out there.
Correct.
You need especially with like Recover the Relics is still a thing. So like you need something. And yeah, I think you need at least 1 unit of Infiltrators. I was right there, Bam, with you. I was on the 2 units for a while. My Salamander list, I had to cut down to 1. But I will say this: I forgot how shit Infiltrators are in combat. They're so bad. Like I was struck. Like Infiltrators were, like fighting a Guardsman unit over multiple rounds. I was like, God damn it!
So, dude, their guns are pillow fisted, and their fists. I mean, sure, their guns wound on 6s, but they fucking. They don't have any AP, so
it won't be as bad in Wolves though, because they do at least have exploding 6s. But
yeah. One thing I like about the Infiltrators now too is the Helix Gauntlet's free.
Mm-hmm.
So basically, being able to ignore that first damage is like having an extra dude.
You're gonna make me tell a story because this is the most cookie luck shit I ever seen. Cookie's playing a game a week or two ago. Playing his pure corn demons, okay, and he's got the souped up Bloodthirster, and I think he went first against Iron Hands. The guy had his Infiltrators in the middle of the board, so Cookie goes up there, and charges with his Bloodthirster, and he knew about the Helix Gauntlet, so his I don't know if it was his plan or if it just played out this way, but he made big swings to make fewer attacks, basically hoping to not kill the unit. And because of the Helix Gauntlet, he left one dude alive. All right. So he's right in the middle of the board, kind of towards his opponent's deployment zone, with a Bloodthirster in combat with this one dude. This dude passes his morale check, and then Cookie does the Warp Storm point to four up, to you can't fall back.
No way, dude.
And he got it off. So the Helix Gauntlet, and they were like looking up if it was an optional thing, and it's not. You have to do it. So the Helix Gauntlet fucked this guy and left an infiltrator alive because the Bloodthirster just held his hand and couldn't get shot for a turn. I was like, really? My God.
I'm sure Cookie just fucking grinned and act like he planned it that way.
Oh yeah, he was laughing his ass off. So.
That's awesome.
But yeah, I'm right there with you. I think I like one infiltrator and maybe one incursor, because at least incursors do something.
Yeah. And curses with combat blades aren't too bad in close combat when you get an assault doctrine.
Oh yeah, for sure.
You know, there's things like Savage Strike make it even better to wound.
And I don't know if you need the fucking lieutenant with.
Yeah.
Like that just seems like you're using it for maybe one unit of long things.
Yeah, he's got the armor of Russ on the dude. Which I don't think you build a space wolves list without the armor of Russ. So,
but not on that dude.
Yeah, I at least put on the captain.
Or what is that new, the champion guy?
The company champion.
Yeah, wouldn't he be a better option for it?
Like he gives you reroll charges potentially.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, he's like 60 points and you upgrade him to the thing.
Wouldn't it be better on a 85 point elite character that Judicar? Makes fight last.
Well, Armor Judicar? Rust makes fight last, doesn't it?
Well, you don't need the Armor of Rust on Judiciary.
Yeah.
Yeah, but you could have it on Judiciary and give it out two instances of it.
Ooh.
Yeah, that's okay. A lot. I think you want to spread it though, but
yeah, my Judiciary would probably die almost immediately because I did that. So
yeah. I'm right there with you though. I think Wolfguard or not. I don't know that Wolfguard's like maybe one unit, but I don't think I'd go heavy into Wolfguard right now.
I would still have three units of fucking Wolfen personally.
Yeah, I'm still running Wolfen. I just think that Wolfen do one of two things. Either they soak up everybody's fucking shots or they hit hard. Like you can, you know, so he's running Born Heroes and Whirlwind of Rage. So basically Born Heroes are +1 to hit on a charge.
Do they get reroll charges?
Wolfen inherently get reroll charges, and then they give other stuff reroll charges.
Yeah, so why don't we just the free deep strike or free reserves? You might as well just run three units of them.
Yeah, and the cool thing about them too is you can play keen senses on them, and yeah. You know when you have things like the fucking Tanglefoot or the Tau reduce your charge by whatever shit. You know, you throw. I always throw when I throw it on them. I throw it on them. You gotta do it in the shooting phase, so don't fucking forget. But you play that strat on them in the shooting phase. And those Wolfen are hitting on twos with those Thunder Hammers when they charge. Yeah. Because you ignore penalties. So
that lasts the whole in the melee too?
Correct. Yep. Yeah, it does.
And then they always count as Assault Doctrine. So if you got Whirlwind of Rage at four Thunder Hammer swings each, it's 4 times 4 is 16. So out of 16, you get 2 or 3 sixes, which and basically 6 to 7 additional attacks. And they're all hitting on twos. And if you do Savage Strike, you're +1 to wound. You know, but more likely it's strength 10, you're wounding everything on threes at least. So you can wound Lehman Russes on twos and hit them on twos if you do it right for the cost of just basically it'd be 2 CP. That's why I like Wolfen. And Wolfguard just don't hit that fucking hard and they're more points for less shit. So,
yeah.
The problem with Wolfen is they die to small arms fire. So you got to be slick about like where you put them at and what you're doing with them. But I would go with the points for Wolfguard right now. I'd go Wolfen over Wolf, unless you're talking Terminators. I like the Terminators over the Wolfen because they're more
survival. I can't even process right now. My mind is still blown about keen senses. I just thought that was a long thing strat so they could shoot good with their guns. I didn't think about.
You need to read more.
Apparently I do because I had no idea that lasted and worked in melee too.
Dude, that's why I think this fucking guy
right here, dude.
I knew that was their best strat they had now, but I didn't realize
it. You know what? This guy's tactic is just go first. For real, dude. Yeah. This guy doesn't know shit about Cheyenne, dude.
I don't gotta be smart to shoot Lehman Russ.
dance still blown. Yeah. It was like a bite, blues, bite.
Yeah. Wow. Yeah. Wolfen hitting on twos. I didn't even know that was possible.
Yep.
Yeah. I didn't know that was a thing.
And here's the other dumb idea I was fucking around with is RG lets anything Imperium reroll once. And now he doesn't fuck with the Space Wolves thing. So I was thinking, like, man, I wonder if I could toss RG in the list and have Wolfen rerolling ones hitting on twos. You know?
He doesn't do enough, dude.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I know. It's,
he
it's
more for 300 points.
It's a plus one to charge, though.
Cool.
Hey.
Hey, I'll get plus one leash.
You got to milk it, you know?
No, I would. Every time I wrote a list doing it, there just didn't seem to be enough to play the way I wanted to play. So I ditched the idea, but it was a fleeting thought. So, yeah, but that's why I don't know. That's why I like Wolfen over Wolfguard. And the Wolfguard really will fill the same role as the Skyclaws. And the cool thing about the Skyclaws is, like, they have the Berserk Charge on top of having, you know, Shock Assault. So there's a shit ton of attacks coming out of there.
Do they have combat squads?
No. Well, not on, I think on normal dudes, but not on
Skyclaws?
Not on Skyclaws.
I mean, yeah, Vanguard vets for sure. Wolfguard vets will, maybe not, but man, I'd take 30 Skyclaws if that was the case.
If you do Melta Heavy, let me see, you get, you do Melta, then you can get one power, the pack leader can get a Power Fist or Power Sword, and then the Wolfguard pack leader gets one of the, like a Thunder Hammer. So you can get you get two dudes with special weapons, like special melee weapons, and then four dudes with chain swords.
Now, where's combat
squads?
Plus,
is combat squads part of Angels of Death?
No, it'd be underneath the abilities.
Yeah.
Okay.
They don't have it, but they have the Berserk Charge.
Yeah, they get the Berserk Charge.
Yeah, but they have fucking combat squads, dude. Run 30 of them motherfuckers.
Oh man, the units of 15, 16 man units max.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, you can take them.
Yeah, the big squads.
Yeah.
For 110 points. How much are those Wolf Guard he's paying for?
140, 135, 130. Yeah.
Two or 130. One's 145.
This is more wounds, and these got you can take four Meltas if you do that version of them, four like combi Meltas or something. And
well, he does. Yeah, he does take the Meltas. For the Skyclaws, so
yeah, Skyclaws are good for their points.
Yep. And yeah, I think the Wolfguard leader getting that free Thunder Hammer is dope as fuck. So
yeah, I wrote one of the lists I wrote was like I said, Skyclaws, Long Fangs, and I was just seeing how many you get a lot of Terminators running out of the Cyclone missile launchers, and you start spamming Grey Hunters.
Yeah, you
start getting a lot of those little missiles all over the damn place. So,
dude, I was also playing around with like Grey Hunter Rhino spam list, but just leaving a Wolf Guard Battle Leader with a hammer and a fucking Storm Shield because it's free.
Yeah,
but. I haven't dialed that one. I might hit you up offline, Dan, see if you can give me some guidance. So,
yeah, I'm still tweaking a Space Wolf list. I've got like the base of it. This is where, you know, I love Bjorn. You know, I love Bjorn and Murfang, and they're so freaking cheap now. But I wish you could play like Born Heroes, Whirlwind of Rage.
Yeah,
I want 150 point Bjorn.
God, could you imagine Whirlwind of Rage and Born Heroes on fucking Murderfang? It would feel so good.
I can imagine it. I dream about it.
Wolf and Dreads aren't bad right now.
Fuck Bjorn, dude. It's all about Murderfang, bro.
Nah, Bjorn is the...
Look at that five attacks. Don't give a fuck about that.
He's like more than that.
No, he's not. He's like
Murderfang?
Six.
No, like, Bjorn.
Shut the fuck up.
He's like four attacks plus one for the charge. He's like five attacks.
Murderfang is five.
Yeah.
Bjorn is not. He's more than that.
No.
He is six attacks on charge.
On the charge.
I remember Bjorn when they had the strat to explode to hit on four ups. So, yeah, I remember those good days.
Yeah, and I remember when Jaws would just pick up models.
Yeah.
Murderfang's eight on the charge. So, yeah. Bjorn.
Yeah, with double six, that would feel so good.
Bjorn's five flat, so shock salt, you have six.
Yeah.
Shit's weak. True Claw sucks.
True Claw's awesome.
Oh. Yeah, well, it's still, I think it's fucking D6, which is garbage.
It's flat. Yeah, but you get reroll wounds. You know, it's, I like it.
Yeah.
I like it.
Plus five strength. All right. Yeah, that's where I'm at. I'd probably ditch some of the Wolf Guard and see if maybe putting your Arcs detachment as fast attack and getting some Cyber Wolves in there. Because he's got what? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
Cyber Wolves just have a lot of value. Just the screening out. They're just very valuable for what they can do.
Well, screening out, you know, throwing up for O's, putting on objective.
Yeah.
Just
yeah.
Yeah, I think they're just, I think they're one of the best units. They are one of the best units in all Space Marines for like the value that, because like my Salamander list, I was like, I had my attack bikes out trying to zone out basically, which just felt ass, you know.
Right?
You know, having a 50-point attack bike hiding in the back behind a building to keep, you know, people from deep striking in my backfield just doesn't feel good. So
that's why you need to have them three suppressors, bro.
I've had a unit of infiltrators and two cyber wolves basically make my backfield like undeep strikable.
Oh yeah.
You know, it just, you know, even if you're the custodies guys bringing the 40mm base Terminator, you know, like you're not gonna get a spot. It's just,
yeah.
It's probably the secret sauce in a lot of the space wolf player wins, but
yep.
So I guess to revise, so we can go through this list review. We got way off course, but it was fun. Yeah. That lieutenant, I'd probably find something else to put that Armor of Russ on, like the captain. You know, maybe find you a chaplain. You know, chaplain that these are useful.
Also, you want to think about secondaries, too. If you're playing Space Wolves, you're going to want to use your three characters, especially with Armor of Russ being on one of them. That's kind of a throwaway character. You're giving up 13 points for assassination. You don't necessarily want to do that. You want to limit it to fucking 10. So it makes it look like it's not a good choice to take against you. Then if they don't take assassinate, you can always just use your characters how you want to. But if you have four characters and they know that you're going to toss two of those away guaranteed, or three of those away with the captain, the chaplain, and the lieutenant, you're going to throw all those characters away to use their abilities. You're guaranteed giving them fucking, you know, 13 points or 10 points.
Exactly. And, dial down the. I like the long fangs. I love the sky claws. I like the wolf. Yeah. There should just be more wolfing. So that'd be my hot take. But people are steering away from wolf for some reason. I'm not. I'm still on that train.
There's strength 10, and thunderhammers and all that's gonna be going really good in this upcoming meta. So
yeah, or go heavier into the Terminators. And deep strike them and try to YOLO with the litany out of deep strike.
Yep.
You know, just try to get those 7-inch charges out of deep strike, you know, with some Terminator units all rocking Thunderhammers.
Free Thunderhammers.
Yeah, like 160 points a piece or whatever it is.
He did put the commie melts and the cyclone missile launchers on the motherfuckers too, so that was
good. Yep.
And if you guys are using Battlescribe for whatever reason, Battlescribe is still charging for the Thunderhammers. If Battlescribe be wrong. So just
well, there's still like 10 points a piece on some of the units, right?
Not on Space Wolves.
Okay. Not on Wolf Guard Terminators. And for some reason, Battlescribe still kept it. So, all right. I think it's a good start. Good list. Have fun. And like I said, if you're on Patreon, you got a list for us to review. Send it this way and we'll look at it. So, this one's pretty cool. It was Space Wolves. So. But Scott's yawning. He's probably out of whiskey. Might need to call it.
I am never out of whiskey, sir. Never. Only at tournaments do I run out of whiskey. That's I share too much.
Oh, man. All right. I guess one time around the horn. Dan, any last words on the way out? Anyone add? Didn't get said tonight?
No, I'm good.
I appreciate your feedback on LVO.
Yeah.
Scotty, too hottie. What you got?
I got nothing, man. Tell your homies you love them, and I'll catch you next time.
Yeah. And everybody I saw at OVO that came up said hi or came up and talked. Dude, it was a hell of a ride. Like, my wife and I had a blast. Everybody was cool out there. And I had a couple people come up and say they listened to the podcast and they enjoyed it. And it was really cool to hear the feedback. You know, a lot of times on this end, you know, doing the podcast every week gets old, it gets monotonous. I have a bad day. I don't want to do it. And someone basically told me, you know, that they, it's one of the things they look forward to in their week, and kind of made me feel like I should be putting more effort into it. So let's.
Yeah, they told us to bring back the live cast.
Yep, that too. So I need to probably update my OBS and get my computer right, and then we'll start trying to bring back the live cast. So, but all right, guys, thanks for listening. We'll be back next week with the
game
with
the usual over, crew. Man. It's game over.
Look soon. Speaking of Space Wolves, I got Jaime, I got Hunter Nichols, I got Scott, and not Scott Sasser, Space Wolf Scott.
Scott Rumpel.
Scott Rumpel. Like all of us combined are probably in the top 10 of ITC before LVO, so we're pretty good with wolves, and we're going to have like a Wolf Council episode coming up in the next week or so. So look forward to seeing that. Remember, if wargaming was easy, it would be your mom. And be back next week.